Afternoon. It's 1:35, and this is Design Commission for Thursday, March 12th, 2020. Let's begin with introductions. First, the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today.
Brian Tierney.
Laura Duvall.
I'm not. Kara Fioravanti.
Tim Herron.
Thank you very much. And then the members of the commission who are here today.
Jessica Molinar, Chandra Robinson.
Don Vallister.
And I'm Julie Livingston. Not with us today are commissioners Zeri Santner, Brian McCarter, and Sam Rodriguez. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So our agenda today, there are very few items on our agenda. We will begin, items of interest is the first agenda item. And in fact, we need a couple of minutes of items of interest, so we're going to do that. We will follow items of interest with a briefing on the proposed citywide design guidelines. This is a work session with staff from the Bureau of Development Services. That will run until approximately 4:30. Whenever that ends, though, we will then move into a Type 3 land use review. It is a continuation of a proposal for the Alamo Manhattan blocks in South Waterfront. It is LU20-102914DZM-ADGW. We are prepared to start that a little bit early if our work session moves forward quickly. Items of interest. Tim, do you have anything?
Oh, little thing.
Do you have a coughing sickness?
Yeah. So, in all seriousness, yes. There's a lot of emails that are unloading literally as we speak, both from the mayor's office, from our director's office, on what we're doing and how we move forward with this COVID-19 thing and take a lot of precautionary measures. So one of them you'll see visually, it's not because Troy Doss is here, but we did separate the chairs and keeping space and distance. We have a lot of sanitizer with 60% plus alcohol and want to be really mindful that we keep our space. So we're taking a lot of measures internally. The ripple effect could be, especially since it seems to be more news is happening day by day. Spring season was just closed for baseball. You heard about NBA schedule yesterday. So I think I just wanted to give you a heads up that we will be communicating to you via email on next steps because it's very possible we could be in a situation where we don't have a hearing. And so we'll manage that. But the best we could do is kind of give you as much information as soon as possible.
Okay.
As far as what we're doing on next steps. But as far as best practices go, I think you're all already observing them. I understand a couple architectural offices are closing and moving more towards Skype. We're exploring that possibility even in the hearing room, whether or not we could Skype hearings so that we don't have that physical presence. How we handle that with public and public participation, we're working on how to meeting I'm going to go in later today for a map app to see if we could have public testimony come in digitally. So we're working it out. And obviously that optimistic moment is we can manage this as a short term, you know, let's just be serious about it for several weeks, whatever, and then come out the other side a little wiser for the wear. So I guess I just felt it is important to daylight that to you all. Email is a great way to communicate. If for some reason the city offices are closed, I'll let you know. One nuance, I do want to be clear about, unlike a snow event where Portland Public Schools closes, period, and then we follow that schedule in terms of closing a hearing. I guess I want to be careful. I guess it's very possible we could see a school closed. That's a PPS school. That doesn't necessarily mean the whole district's closed, which means we wouldn't cancel our hearing that day in terms of mitigating those measures in place as opposed to the whole district closing. But again, it's every day it's changing. So I just want to be clear. On our agenda, it says if Portland Public Schools closes, we won't have a hearing. There may be a nuance in that if it's just one school, we would still have a hearing. So I think there's a lot of information going around. Kara and I would be a great point source if you had any questions, but we'll try and answer questions before you ask via email. That's it.
Thank you. Any other items of interest from other commissioners?
No.
Okay, all good. We will move to the next agenda item, which